So good morning, and a warm welcome to our service of worship. If you're worshipping with us for the first time, then a warm welcome to you, and we're very glad to have you with us. We're here as God's people in this place to lift our voices and our hearts in praise and worship, and to listen for God's word. We should bring our concerns in prayer, and we shall invite his Holy Spirit to come and move among us. God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. You are mine. So let's begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we bring you our praise. You are a God of glory, might, majesty, and of mercy. You are above all things, perfect in purity, matchless in power. We thank you for your great love for us and for all people, and we love you back. Thank you that you have drawn us to yourself and made us your own. We worship you. Send your Holy Spirit now on your church. Build our faith, flood our lives with power and love as we turn our whole attention towards you now. And as we worship, fill us afresh and make us more like Jesus. In his precious name we pray. Amen. We're going to stand then for our call to worship and remain standing to begin to worship in song. So let's stand if we can. It's a call to worship on the screen. So we say together, great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. Praise the Lord. So we're going to sing two songs now. 287, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. As we stand, maybe just two or three people might like to just speak out a few words of thanksgiving, just thanking God for anything, something you'd like to say thank you for, just a sentence. Yes, praise the Lord.
I give thanks for a loving family.
Yes.
I thank you, God, that I'm feeling so much better.
Praise the Lord.
And I thank you for all the people who are very kindly supporting me.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that John was able to walk to church today, something he couldn't have done a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Thank you for your healing touch. Thank you also for your hand on Kent. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. So let's be seated. So this morning we're continuing with our theme in Luke's Gospel, focusing on who Jesus is, and exploring his life and ministry. We've been moving away from the theme from time to time for various reasons to do something a bit different, because we began this theme in August. So of course we had harvest and Christmas and the covenant service in the new year and family services, so we haven't stayed with the theme the whole of the time. But we will do from now on, except for the odd occasion, and it will take us through to Easter. So we've reached chapter 10 in Luke, which is the account of Jesus sending out 70 of his followers to engage in mission and to share a powerful message. The heading for today's service is the message and the messenger. So before we go any further, we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer together. So let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. So we're thinking about messages, about what our message as the church might be. On the screen in a moment, we're going to have some advertising slogans. An advertising slogan, it's an attempt to put across in as few words as possible what the basic message of that particular organisation or company is. It's designed to be memorable, isn't it, to grab people's attention. And I wonder whether you recognise any of these. Let's have a look. Just do it. Anyone know what? Well done, Nike, you knew that one. The real thing, that's an easy one. Coca-Cola, wonderful. It's the real thing, absolutely. Think differently is the next one. Okay, Apple, yes. Okay, next one. I'm loving it. Well done, McDonald's. Next one. Have it your way. Something to do with food. Let's see what it is. Burger King. Okay, one last one, and this is a really easy one. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Happiest place on earth. Disneyland. Yes. I'm sure you can think of lots more. But let's just think for a moment what it is that's at the heart of the church's message. Now, of course, the church is not an organization or a company. The church is actually an organism. But if we were to say what the church is about in 6 words or less, what would we want to put across that people might remember and that would mean something about the church? 6 words or less. Anybody like to have a go?
Love and acceptance.
Love and acceptance. Wonderful. Sorry?
The way to God.
The way to God. Absolutely. Any others? The family of Jesus, yes.
Start growing here.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Any others? Open to all. Yes, that's really important.
A big welcome.
Everyone is welcome. Wonderful. Okay, thank you for that. We're going to pause there then and have the church news, please, Margaret. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. A warm welcome to you all, especially warm welcome if you're here for the first time. It's lovely to see such a lovely group of our church family here today. Our service is led by Reverend Jackie Gavin. Welcome, Jackie. Thank you. Jackie is actually a member of our congregation, but we're very fortunate to have her here and she's able to lead our worship. So thank you, Jackie. I trust you've all had a pleasant week. The events for this coming week are as on the pew slip. Colin, as you'll see, is not here, but the men's breakfast is going ahead. Have no fear. He's booked it all. So if you go to the men's breakfast, usually just go as you would normally do, and that is all arranged. It's First Wednesday Fellowship on Wednesday. If you're able to join us then, please do let me know so that we have got an idea for the numbers for catering. But it's open to all. You're more than welcome to join us, but just need to make sure we've got enough sandwiches and cakes to go round. There are a couple of changes to the Contact magazine, and there are still a few copies over on the table there. If you haven't picked up your edition for the next 2 months, please do so. But since the Contact was printed, there has been a change to the Sunday lunch for March, so that will now be the 24th of March and not the 31st as advertised in the magazine. There's also a correction to the date. I got it wrong. Easter Day is on Sunday, the 31st of March. So hopefully that's all that was wrong. It is difficult sometimes to get all the dates wrong. I do have a few problems sometimes. So I ask for your forgiveness and acceptance. moving on, I would like to say thank you to Liz. I don't know if she's here this morning, but... thank you to Liz and to Richard, who are the editors of the Contact magazine and do such a sterling job. I know it's not always easy, but you do such a wonderful job. So thank you very much, Liz. Sorry?
Thank you for your
articles. Yes, I was going to say, and thank you to everybody for, you know, submitting the articles, because without those, the magazine would be quite boring, because it would just be the rotors for Bible reading and stewarding, and so articles are really important. And it was lovely. Where's Sarah? Thank you for putting together the prayer that we did at the Cafe Church. It was lovely to read that, so thank you so much for putting that together and submitting it for the magazine. Before we close, I have been given a card to read. And it says, with many grateful thanks to all members of Market Harbour Congregational Church for letting us hold Don's funeral there. Although he didn't have much time to get to know many of you, I'm sure he would also be very grateful for the send-off you gave him. God bless you all, and our grateful thanks once again. Pat, Anthony, Karen and George Lichrishti. So thank you for that. Thank you. So to close the church news, a usual thank you to all of you for your generous donations for our work here in Market Harbour and God's work here, and God's work and help and support for our friends in Targa Moris. And we pray that God will guide our use of all those gifts so generously given. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We have our first reading now. It's from Luke chapter 10.
I'm reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 20. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say peace to the house. If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town, and are welcomed, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom of God is near you. And when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into the streets and say, even the dust of your town that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Korah. Woe to you, Bethesda. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the depths. He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me, he who rejects he who sent me. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing will harm you, however. Do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Praise the Lord for his word.